He's been criticized in recent years for his close connection to Blagojevich, sometimes to the detriment of vulnerable Senate Democrats. A local committee must decide by the end of this month who will replace Jones. His preference is his son, Emil Jones III. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
The retirement of Emil Jones will open up a big power vacuum among his Democratic colleagues in the state Senate. The next president of the chamber will need the support of at least 30 senators. Although Democrats currently have a comfortable 37-22 majority over Republicans, Senator Mike Frerichs of Champaign says a divided party will give his vote more impact, even though he's only in his first term.
They gave American citizens the option to weigh what they felt was
Republican Rick Winkle served in the Senate with Jones until last year when he became a University of Illinois political science professor. He says Jones has wielded a lot of power over the Senate and is one of the few staunch legislative backers of Governor Rod Blagojevich. He says that may take the wind out of Blagojevich's sails for his legislative activity in Springfield. Frerichs wants the next leader to improve transparency in the state Senate and give individual senators more ability to forward their bills. But Frerichs won't say whether he's focusing on any particular candidates for the job. Springfield area lawmakers and union groups have filed a lawsuit against the governor over his decision to move 140 Department of Transportation jobs to Southern Illinois. Jenna Dooley has more.
The lawsuit filed in Sangamon County Circuit Court would prohibit the governor from finalizing the purchase of a building in Harrisburg on the grounds that the attorney general hasn't approved it. And the governor has said the move is a done deal, despite a legislative panel's recommendation against it. The plaintiffs in the lawsuit include AFSCME Council 31. John Paris is an IDOT traffic and safety employee and union member. He says this is a drastic measure.
We don't like the fact that we're having to go forward with a lawsuit against our own government. This is a terrible situation to be placed in. But we feel that we need to fight for the principles of common sense, fiscal responsibility, and decency in our government and in the management policies of that government.
A spokesman for the governor says the administration plans to move forward with the relocation and is confident that the law is on their side in the matter. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Delphi Corporation says its electronics and safety division will lay off about 600 salaried workers because of a steep drop in automaker demand for its components. The bulk of the job cuts will take place in Kokomo, where about 2,500 of the division's 3,200 white-collar workers are based. Delphi spokesman Milton Beach says the job cuts are part of a plan to cut the division's total costs by 25% as a result of the dramatic decrease in North American vehicle production this year. Research by a U of I Chicago scientist has shown that male circumcision can help reduce HIV infections. Now a new study suggests those benefits hold up over time. Gabriel Spitzer reports.
Researchers brought an early end to a study in Kenya because the benefits of circumcision appeared so strong. Infection rates dropped about 60% after 2 years. But some wondered whether those advantages would last or if more circumcised men would get infected over time. Lead researcher Robert Bailey of the University of Illinois at Chicago says the benefits remained and even increased after another year and a half.
Circumcision really does have a strong and sustainable protective effect. The numbers of HIV infections that can be averted and the number of lives that we can save are very substantial.
Bailey presented the new research at the International AIDS Conference in Mexico City. The findings have prompted several African countries to promote circumcision. I'm Gabriel Spitzer.
And I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.
This program is underwritten by the Economic Development Office of the City of Cape Coral in Southwest Florida. Cape Coral is one of the fastest-growing cities in the U.S. and a key destination for business expansion. More information is available at www.bizcapecoral.com.
It's 5:34. Our forecast comes from meteorologist Ed Kieser, and it involves a lot of sunshine. Pleasant temperatures also will be in the forecast. They were found across central and southeast Indiana all afternoon as high pressure remains in control of the weather and will be for the next few days. Mid-afternoon temperatures were generally in the lower 80s, are just starting to come down. A large area of high pressure stretching from Kansas east through Illinois and onto the Ohio River Valley will remain nearly stationary across the midsection of the nation. That'll lead to very few changes in the weather into the middle of the work week with partly cloudy skies and seasonable temperatures. Low temperatures tonight should drop into the mid-50s to lower 60s across the Midwest. In Illinois and Indiana, Ed Kieser says we should see a low between 54 and 60, depending on where you are. Maybe some mid-60s in and near the Chicago area with the lake there. Tomorrow's highs will reach into the 80s, between 82 and 88 degrees, with mostly sunny skies once again, and 84 in Champaign-Urbana. The winds will stay light tonight and into tomorrow, light and variable. For tomorrow night, a clear sky and a low of 61, and more of the same for Wednesday and into Thursday, the only difference just being a touch warmer. Wednesday, the high 86 degrees. Wednesday night, down to only 64, and 86 again for Thursday, maybe even a little warmer by Friday. It's 81 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana right now at 5:35.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Scott Simon, manning the decks for Michelle, Melissa, and Robert today. All the races are over at the Water Cube in Beijing, but there is one big, really big swim remaining. Later this week, 50 men and women will compete in a brand new Olympic sport, the swimming marathon. It's an open race of more than 6 miles. The swimmers complete it in about 2 hours, and sometimes the marathon is won by just fractions of a second. NPR's Howard Berkus explains.
The Olympic swimming marathon